10:15 this morning, officers were sent to the area of St. Bernadette Church for an individual who had brandished a weapon, who had pointed a weapon at somebody else within that building, and then he proceeded to go up onto the rooftop at that location. He's been there for approximately the last 2.5 hours until he was just taken into custody by officers peacefully.
Excellent. So do we know the male, female, the age of the...
Sure. I don't have specifics on the age of the individual, but he is a male individual. He's somebody that we have had contact with in the past. We're familiar with him. Officers actually established dialogue with him early on in the time that he was up on the roof. They negotiated with him for approximately 2 hours before they were able to peacefully resolve this with him surrendering.
What's his relationship to the church, and how did he even know they get up?
You know, that I don't know. I don't know what his connection is yet. That'll be part of our follow-up investigation with this to find out what the connection is to the church, certainly. But at this time, I'm not aware of what that is.
So, was there anyone, you said he was pointing the gun at someone, so there was just one person or there was more people inside the church?
You know, again, that'll be part of our investigation. At this time, our focus has been just on the resolution of this, certainly in getting, you know, him safe and everybody else safe. So now that that's been completed, we'll conduct our investigation to find out the specifics of what took place.
Perfect. But how many people were inside when he came inside, you know?
That I do not know. I do know that there were people inside at that building. The Thompson Community Center is also there. There's a small school that's there. So I do know that those buildings were occupied, but I don't know by how many people at this time.
Sorry if you mentioned this, but the neighborhood, people shelter in place and the lockdown at the schools?
Yes, correct. So we did lock down Johnston Elementary and Appleton East High School for about the 2.5 hours that this was going on. They were put into a yellow alert. Which means that they just had to stay inside of their buildings. We also had neighbors shelter in place. There was some messaging that was sent out to have them stay in their homes if they were within a block of the St. Bernadette campus.